RSN Central's Form Express.
This is the Form Express for this Thursday, the 21st of January. Now, we're racing at Kilmore and Pakenham in the Thoroughbreds here in Victoria. Tamworth, a good meeting there in New South Wales. Eagle Farm in Queensland, Pinjarra in the West. Harness racing at Bendigo tonight. A meeting that you should not really want to miss, or shouldn't miss, there at Sandown tonight. And then, of course, Gator's Game Plan. So that is the Form Express. They're racing at Kilmore this afternoon. This is what Mark Hunter had to say regarding his best bet, his quaddy, and also his play of the day.
We'll make the best race 4, number 10, Insaf. The value race 2, number 6, Carry On Baggage. The quaddy, we'll try and get it skinned because it won't pay much. First leg, number 2, 1 out. Second leg, 3 and 4. Third leg, number 2, 1 out. Come home with 1, 5, 7 and 8. And the play of the day, I'm going to play an all up, Michael. Race 2, number 6, Carry On Baggage, the place. Race 4, number 10, Insaf the win. Race 7, number 2, Just Stella the win.
Lloyd Kennell's team's going pretty well of late. Invincible Bay is a debutante for that stable, a son of I Am Invincible, that Lloyd's had so much success with that breed. And this is what Lloyd had to say about Invincible Bay's chances at Kilmore this afternoon.
Yeah, it's probably a small field, but it's competitive. There's a few first starters in it, and they look like they've got the race match between them. So we think we're in the thick of things. You just got to hope you have a little bit of luck.
Packing him tonight, Harry White. This is what he had to say regarding his best bet, his quaddy, and his play of the day.
Best bet will go race 4, number 7, Butter Chicken. I just think the horse will only improve off that first up run, up in trip. Looks to be an exciting prospect. Value in that open race in the last, race 8, number 2, Sophia's Choice at around that $6.50 mark is more than fair in that sort of race for mine. Quaddy numbers in the first leg, 1, 3, 7 and 8. Second leg, 3, 4, 8, 11. Trim up the third leg slightly, 4, 5 and 12. And the last leg, 1, 2, 3 and 12. Play of the day, I'll have a running double, race 5, numbers 3 and 8, into race 6, numbers 4 and 8.
Now, Philip Stokes is hard to beat wherever he goes these days, but especially on his home track. He's got two strong chances in race 7. One is Blue Ocean for the OTI team at $8.50. And the other one is Mohin, down the bottom there from an inside gate for Luke Nolan at $4.60. This is what he had to say regarding their chances.
Yeah, both are really nice horses. I think Blue Ocean will need a longer trip than this, so he'll be at the back and just running on late. And Mohin, if she gets a bit of luck, she didn't have a lot of luck the other day. She got posted wide, and she's been racing really well, and I'd say she'd be my best chance.
All right, then, so there's Philip Stokes. That's a good push there for Mohin around that $4.40 quote in at race number 7. Really good meeting there at Tamworth in New South Wales this afternoon. Shane Montgomery joins us to help us back a winner there. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Gareth. Good morning, listeners.
How do we back a winner at Tamworth?
I thought race 4, number 2, was worth a bet. Its name is Miss Scalini, having a second start back from a 9-week break when she led throughout. That was within this distance range on heavy ground at Port Macquarie last start. But, Gareth, she's not just a wet tracker. She's proven on firmer surfaces, and I thought she could further progress today. That's race 4, number 2, Miss Scalini. The first race, I hope, gives us our best chance with number 5, Endorphins. Endorphins was resuming at Taree last start. The effort and the feat was full of merit. She's a very lightly raced filly who should enjoy a dream run after drawing the inside gate today. She's got scope to improve second up. That's race 1, number 5, Endorphins.
All right, then. So race 4, number 2, race 1, number 5, a quaddy there?
2, 4, 6, 8 in the first leg. 2, 5, 10 and 13 in the second leg, 3, 5, 7 and 8 in the third leg, and 6, 7, 8 and 12 in the last.
Good punting, Shane. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Gareth.
So race 4, number 2, race 1, number 5 there at Tamworth for Shane Montgomery. We might take a quick break here on RSN Central. This is the Form Express. We have another commitment coming up shortly. That's at Shepparton. And then after that, Howard Walter will join us to preview Eagle Farm. Peter Antis will be along to preview Pinjarra. We'll catch up with Marie Campbell and Robbie Orber for that meeting at Bendigo tonight. And Jason Adams will take a look at Sandown tonight as well. This is the Form Express on this Thursday. We're heading to Queensland now to catch up with Howard Walter, who's done the form for us at Eagle Farm. Good morning, Howard.
G'day, Gareth. How are you going?
I am very well, mate. Can we back a winner there in Brisbane this afternoon?
I hope so. It's a bit tricky, Eagle Farm, in the sense that, there's been a few complaints about the track, But what I will say about that is last week and again this week, you name it, every leading stable is still prepared to race horses there. But I'm approaching the form, Gareth, more so than ever, just looking for horses that have actually run good races already at Eagle Farm, and even more so if they're trained on the track. I think every little bit helps at the moment.
All right, mate. Where do we look to? What's the first race that we'll be playing in?
So a couple of horses I'll talk about today, they're both around the $5 each way mark. I'm happy at the prices. Race 6, number 6, Watch the Cat, trained by Barry Lockwood. This horse has had 3 runs from a spell. Last start was in Saturday grade, finishing 5th, finishing off nicely, dropping back in class. Sean Cormack, he's been aboard in both wins for this stable. That was earlier in the year, back in the autumn, a win here and a win at Doomben. So he was on last start, keeps the ride, getting up to 1,800 metres. I think Watch the Cat will run itself into this finish, should go well. And then race 8, fingers crossed, number 3, Mashiki. He's had 19 starts, he's won just one race, trained here by Robert Heathcote, 5 starts at Eagle Farm, 3 placings, and they are good placings. One day second to Star of Michelin, ran third in the 2019 Grand Prix, and also ran second here one day to the Kingdom, which won about 4 or 5 races at Eagle Farm. So I really like his record at home. He is due to get that win number 2, but at the $5 each way at a midweek race, I think race 8, number 3, Mashiki gets his chance.
All right, mate, a quaddie, please.
5, 6, 7, 10, into 5, 6, 9, into 2 and 3, into 1, 3 and 9.
If you had to have a standout, is it Watch the Cat or Mashiski or Mashiki today?
That's a good question, Gareth. Look, if you know they can run on, I'd probably say Mashiki of the two.
All right, then, that's race 8, number 3. Good on you, mate. Good luck, Howard.
Thanks, mate. All the best.
There's Howard Walter. Pinjarra this afternoon. Geez, Peter Antonis is seeing him beautifully as well. He helped us punters out yesterday with his best bet doing it easily at Ascot in that opening race, and he's got a couple of specials for us at Pinjarra this afternoon. G'day, Pete.
G'day, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you, mate. Do you like this card?
It's not too bad. I probably preferred yesterday, actually, just from a market point of view. A few of the bets I was hoping to find have gone up short enough, but I think there's still a couple of minor edges there, which minor edges, that probably sounds like G Hall yesterday at cricket game.
Yeah, I don't think I found the middle ones. Anyway, it was a, what do you call it? It was a reality check. That you can't play sport after such a long time. You need to practice a little bit. Anyway, how do we back a winner there at Pinjarra? So what race do we start in?
We'll start with race 2. This horse, Something Ready for Price and Parnham. I thought it had quite a lot of merit there going into last start. That performance has actually turned out to be a pretty decent form race as well. And there was no money for it. I think it gets a better run here in transit. I think the favourite, Antique Jewel, looks very, very skinny for me. It's currently $2. And look, the $2.50 for Something Ready, I think it starts favourite. So, look, I've got it marked at the $1.90 mark, so there's still just a little bit of edge there. So I think we'll start off the day in race 2.
All right, race 2, number 4, Something Ready. And then where do we go?
We'll go straight to the last. It's a 1,000-metre dash, and this is my sort of race. There's horses coming from everywhere. There's no trialers. There's horses that were really not suited last start, but I've been waiting for Danny George to pop up back up, and here he is down the straight, home turf for Pinjarra. There's been a little bit of money early. I've still got him marked a fair bit shorter than $6 available. I think we might get better, though, because you are basically getting Hannah Fitzgerald, who's a 3-kilo apprentice, on board. I think the market may very well take Danny on to a certain extent, but look, I have to have something on him, and the other horse that I'll be backing is Cocky Joy as well, which is $3.20. It is favourite. Again, another horse which I think will get a better price later in the day, but they're the two horses that I'll be looking to try and knock off in the last year at Pinjarra.
It sounds like, listening to your explanations there, that Danny George might be your play of the day there.
Yeah, I think at the odds, as I said, I've got it marked shorter, but it wouldn't surprise me if it drifts, so I'll probably have about 2/3, 3/4 of my stake on early, and then if it does drift, I'll have another crack later in the day.
All right, then, have you had an early look at that meeting at Ascot? It's not a bad meeting there on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I've just gone through and finished the maths, and I've just completed race 9, so I'm starting at the tail and then working backwards. So fair bit more work for me to do before throwing anything out.
Good on you, Pete. Good luck.
You're a star. All right, go well, Gary.
There's Pete Antonis there. So race two, number four, Something Ready. In race eight, number two, Danny George and Save on Cocky Joy in that final race down that straight there at Pinjarra this afternoon. Geez, Marie Campbell's doing a wonderful job with her team at the moment. She's just based outside of Bendigo, and she'll send around two strong chances there at Bendigo tonight and rejoins us now on RSN Central. Good morning to you, Marie.
Hello, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Congratulations with the way that your stable's going at the moment. And you have a horse engaged in race number four, Belittled, who won first up this preparation. But, boy, he's knocking on the door once again to win another one.
Yes, look, he's a lovely little honest horse. Sometimes, people might look at him and think, oh, look, he didn't do much there. But, when the tempo's genuine, he's just a little opportunist. He puts in and he's got a terrific turn of foot, if the race is run correctly. So
he's one of those horses that you always put in your black book, Belittled, but you're right there. He needs to have a little bit of pace up front and get that right run, but if he gets it, he'll be awfully hard to beat there tonight. And then we have a horse by the name of Lucinda Mack that's first up from a break. Can Lucinda Mack overcome that tough draw?
It's hard because, would prefer a little bit more distance in the race. But once again, she's consistent. She hasn't raced for a while, but she did trial, not that long back, and we're really happy with her on that particular occasion. Then we had a little setback with a respiratory infection, but she's over that now. And hopefully she'll be thereabouts at the for that race. So
you got two strong chances there. Can you pick out a best for us, Marie?
Well, I'm really happy with Belittle and the way he feels, the way he's going. I'm happy with the draw. Provided there's some speed on and, he has some luck in running. But, look, you can never rule out Lucinda. So she's just, she's like a Big Mac truck. But, hopefully she doesn't have to do too much, but she can get into it at the right stage.
Love your work, Marie. You're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Good luck today and or tonight. And we'll be watching interesting. We'll watch with plenty of interest to see, especially one of my little favourites, Belittle, going around tonight. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
There's Marie Campbell there. Great meeting. In fact, before I have a chat to Jason Adams, just going through Rob Orber's Better Bets on the program there at Bendigo tonight, so get your pens ready once again. Race 4, number 9, Belittled. He likes race 6, number 7, Bahoon. And his best roughy, race 5, number 10, Sports Rack. So that's the thoughts there from Robbie Orber at Bendigo tonight. Jason Adams, good morning to you. What a meeting at Sandown tonight.
Good meeting, Gareth. We've got the Australian Sprints and then the Maidment Memorial, which is an absolute belter. And we see the Freak Show Houdini Boy line up. So looking forward to that. And so much happening as always. And good to see last night as well, Gareth. Your boy Shimmer Shine cut loose at Ballarat once again.
Unbelievable performance once again. I thought that was one of his better performances as well. He had to really dig deep.
He did, yeah. On the home band, he was sort of in a bit of a ruckus and sort of got drawn of a bit of momentum, but the way he finished off was good. And look, when you see those races that are a tad messy, you don't always expect them to run fast time. He still broke 25 seconds, so he's just an out-and-out freak, Shimmer Shine, and he's going to be, wherever he goes next, there's going to be a lot of eyes on him.
Now, where do we start with your better bets on that program tonight?
We start with race 5, first leg of the quaddie, and number 4, It's My Party. So this is a stays race, and he stepped back up to the 700 metres last week, and I thought she probably had the chance to lead. She didn't, but I think tonight she's not going to have much of a choice other than to go forward because she's got much more speed than any of these greyhounds that are surrounding her. So if she goes forward, improves a little bit, second up over 700 on what she did last week, then she's a big, big chance. So race 5, number 4, It's My Party. We'll then go to race 10 for a couple here with a bit more meat on the bone in terms of their price. And number 4, Smart as Jack. Now, good to see him racing back-to-back runs over 500 metres recently because I really think he's going to be much better for that. So his past few have been at the Meadows where he's shown some pretty good speed, and I don't see a reason why he wouldn't be able to replicate that here at Sandown and go well tonight. That's race 10, number 4, Smart as Jack. But then go to the following race, race 11, number 1, Jay Burden. finally, she comes up with a pretty good draw, because this is the first time in 8 starts that she has drawn inside of box number 4. So she's won with some good speed. She's a chance to lead, and if she does, she's in the box seat. So race 11, number 1, Jaybird is the third of them.
All right, mate, what about a quaddie?
Quaddie, first leg, we'll go with 3, 4, and 5. Second leg, being the Australian Sprint, and with 1, 3, and 7. Third leg, 1, 6, and 8. And then the final leg, the Maiden Mint, have gone 1, 4, 5, and 8.
All right then, mate. Do we back Houdini Boy?
Well, depends what sort of thrill seeker you are. I haven't
tipped
him on
seekers,
top.
Thrill seekers, mate. Don't worry about that.
Oh, don't worry about that. I know. And look, I haven't tipped him on top, but I want him to win, if that makes sense, because he's exciting. He's got that big profile that we know is the sort of type to promote the sport. So I hope he wins, but I just went with Fernando Caz from box one because she's reliable. We know he's a Danny Boy. He's not a lid pinger. So chances are he's going to find some sort of inconvenience. He doesn't find much at all. He wins the race. But that's the chance you take in taking a price of around even money. I just thought the chances were with Fernando Caz, given her reliability. So that's the only reason why I went with her. But again, it would be awesome to see Houdini Boy just put on a freak show, come from last and break 34 seconds. Wouldn't that be good?
Yeah, he did trial the house down recently, and we had a chat to Cal Greeno, and he agrees with you. He's the best dog in the race, but the way that he goes about it, he just needs a touch of luck all of the time.
Yeah, and I guess that's what makes him so interesting and has so many people wanting the same race, because if he was to get that clear run, he's unbeatable, but that's the question mark. That's why it's so exciting. It's an absolute freak. And as you say, he did break the track record here at Sandown just a couple of weeks ago in a trial, which he didn't just break it by a nose or a head or anything. He broke it by about 2 lengths. So it's absolutely humming. Of course, won the Sale Cup in his last race outing and looking for the maiden tonight. So really keen to see him go around.
All right, mate. Good luck. Thanks for that.
Cheers, Gareth.
So there's Jason Adams looking at that meeting at Sandown tonight. So Houdini Boy goes around in race number 8. He's $1.95 into $1.85 at the moment. He is the most exciting greyhound, in my eyes anyway, going around at the moment. It's 11:31, and that was RSN Central's Form Express. For